We're learning Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Siman Tafresh Yud Dalid, Sif Aleph through Dalid, Dini Sicha Uni Ilas Asandal. Machaber says in Sif Aleph, Aser Losuch Afilu Mixas Gufay, so it's Aser to anoint, to smear something on, even part of his body. Afilu Eina El Lahavir Azuama, even if he's only doing it to remove the perspiration. Avam Uchayla, however, if he's sick, Afilu Eim Baisakon, even if he's a Chayla that's not a life-threatening sickness, if he has bruises on his head, then it would be mutter. Mishnah speaks out, even if it's not being done for pleasure, it's still aser. And Mishnah says further, talking about the chatotim, that it's dafka where it's something which people will do even if they're healthy. But if it's something that only a person who's not healthy will not put it on, so then we have to be concerned about refuah, and it would be us to do it on Yom Kippur. Siv Beis. Also, linol sandal a minol shalar afilu kavak itaya. So it's also to put on a shoe made out of leather. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah, the difference between a sandal and a minol. Afilu kavak itaya ki yotze boy. So it's talking about a person who has a stump of a leg and he has a leather piece to put that stump into. Afilu shel eitz umechupa or aser, even if it's made out of wood really, but just covered with leather, it's still aser. Afilu shel gemi or shel kash, but if it's made out of a rubber or a straw, it shel beged or shel sharminim, or it's made out of material or any other type of min, it's going to be mutter. Afil lotis behem l'shuzerabim, even to go out to shuzerabim. The Ramot says umutter lamid al kar muksasa shel or. It's mutter to stand on top of a pillow or a sheet made out of leather. Umikom makom amachmir tovel of bracha. Someone who is machmir on this tovel of bracha, it's better to be machmir. In other words, so Mishnah Berurah tells us. Or is going on both sandal and minol. It's just that a minol is made out of soft leather, and the sandal is hard leather. Kavikiteya, Mishnah Berurah of Kodan Dalit, Shenikto Ragloi, his foot was chopped off, Isakim in Defus Regal, so they make a form of a foot. The Yeshle Babes Kibul Kodan, and has a area to put the foot. Umachnisham Reish Shaikos, so he puts their Rav Shaker, the end of his foot, who Kari Kav is called the Kav. Umayya Machaber Basoy Shal Or. I was talking about it was made out of leather. For Hudinim Hushal Eitz Umachupa Or. Or if it would be made of wood and covered with leather, it's going to be the same thing. However, if he has a shoe made out of Gemi, and Mishru explains, Hey, the Kol Shaina Shal Or in a Nikra Minol El Malbush. If it's not made out of leather, it's not called a shoe. It's called a Malbush. It's called an article of clothing. Some are machmir by a wood shoe, even if it's not covered with leather. If you have a shoe made out of felt, it protects the foot to the point that the person does not feel like he's walking barefoot. And therefore, it's not included in what the Torah wanted, that the person should be an inui, should be suffering. Lufisa says the Mishnah Berurah, according to that svar, who adin kolashin shel guma yesh lahachmir. If a person has rubber shoes, or in other words, like our sneakers, he also should be machmir. V'hine af she'ein l'mchois b'yada makilim. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, even though to stop someone from wearing a non-leather shoe, that should not be done. Since the Shulchan Aruch and Rav Achreinim are mekel, since it's not leather, someone who is possible for him, he should be machmir, and he should wear socks, kinog. If he has to go outside, he has to go outside anyway, so and he has no weights to walk in his socks, so then he should dafka wear these type of shoes rather than a leather shoe, because this is only a chumrah, and a leather shoe would be also medina. Now when we remata these types of shoes, meikra din, it's talking about they don't have any leather on them. Mishnah Berurah have gotten Zayim Mutter even to go out to Shusarabim, Uven Minol the Asalotzis by Asar Afilu Tile by Bebayas mimi delimitas. In other words, if it's usr, though, it's going to be usr to even walk around the house in. Now, the chiddush of Rishus Rabbim, Sifkot and Ches, wrote to Leimer, the after b'chol Shabbos Hashana, usr lotzis boy Rishus Rabbim. Even though normally on Shabbos we say one cannot wear such a shoe out to Rishus Rabbim. Even though in a derech malbush, it's not derech malbush, it's not a normal type of shoe to wear, and therefore you can't wear it out to Rishus Rabbim. Mikom makom biyam v'kipurim kivan she'osu b'ni ilus ha-sandal, since l'maisa one cannot wear a regular shoe, cannot wear a leather shoe, v'yefshalei lino minol shalar, and he can't put on a leather shoe. So nikkur's a derech malbush le'isayim, it's considered derech malbush, and therefore it's not a question of carrying to walk out to Rishus Rabbim with it. The Ramah told us that it's mutter to stand on a pillow or a covering of leather. It says in Mishabur, she'ainza hanoz derech ni'ilah, because that's not the type of hanoz of wearing a shoe which is problematic. But I also look at shoe, minale b'rago, mano b'rago, when you put it on your foot. When we call makam ha-machmer to love a bracha, but someone who's machmer, it's an inyan to be machmer, in other words. That no, there's really no concern at all, and therefore one does not have to be machmer. But however, points out to Mishnah Berurah that this that we're being makel as far as it being a problem of wearing a leather shoe, and we're saying that standing on a leather cushion is not included. This is only mutter if it's not during Shemoneh Esrei. Abu Bashashim is followed Tfilas Yitches, but a person is in the middle of Damish Menesre, also Lama de Gabi Karmuksasa, so he's not allowed to stand on top of pillows and the like. A filo Enam Shalar, even if it's not made out of leather, Mishim Shanir Kemis Goya, Im Yamid Oz, a Karmuksasa, a filo Enam Gavayan Gil Tvachim. So it looks like he's a Baal Gaiva when he's standing on top of these cushions, even if it's not 3 Tvachim high. Abu Mutu Lama Kishu Ish Mitsunan Al Ma'at Asav Mahafzik Ben Akaka, but if it's a person who gets very bothered by the cold floor, so then he may stand on top of his little grass covering or something like that, which is mafsik, so then that would be mutter. Sif Gimel, Hachaya kolamin yoyim uteris linolas asandal. So Hachaya, a woman who has given birth, for the first 30 days, she's allowed to put on a leather shoe. V'achayla kiyaytzeba, and achayla also, afal pisha embe sakana, even if it's a chayla that doesn't have a sakana, v'chay mishi yishli maka beraglov, in addition, someone who has a maka on his foot, also would be allowed to wear the shoe. Mishnah Berurah tells us, kol shloshim yoyim, ta'adois ha-zman ha-tzina koshala, because that's the time period where the tzina, being exposed to the coldness, is difficult for her. V'chein l'chayla l'mishish l'maka l'kulam ha-tzina koshala hem. Sif Dalet, mutra kol adam linol sandal machmas akrev, u'kiyaytza boy. A person is allowed to wear a shoe if there's a danger of a scorpion or something similar, kadish le yishchenu shen baydim. Im etzuyim sham akravim le'dvorim ha-noishchem. If, in that place, this is something which is common. The Ramah says, if yardu gesham, let's say the rain comes down, v'roi tzileilich le'beis, he wants to go home from shul, mizik nasa le'hepach, or the opposite, he wants to go to shul, v'u istinis, and he's a person who's very delicate, mutter lino min olav ha-chemegila m'kaimai, so he may wear his shoes until he reaches this place. Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkat Yud Beis, he's an istinis. Ish Mitsunan, he's a person who can get ill very quickly. V'hudinimu ish chalash, he's weak. V'yachal ha'azik l'b'yusa, he could hurt his health. K'shiyel ha'makam ha'gisham b'leim en olim. Ava misha ena istinis, but someone who's not an istinis, who's not particularly delicate, le'yino menolav im tzarech lo'y le'lech ha'filu m'yag b'sham, he shouldn't put on his shoes, even if he has to go when there's rain. But frash holchem ban polis, we walk anywhere with a sock type idea. Im kenein lem tzar kol kach b'leim en olam, there's not so much tzar without shoes. Im lo shiish ba eretz refesh v'tit da'os kuli alma istinis b'zeh, unless there's dirt and mud on the ground, and then everyone's considered an istinis and they would be allowed to wear the shoes. Mishnah Berurah says another example, a person wants to go to the Beis HaKisa, he knows he's going to get dirty over there, he can put on his shoes. However, stresses the Mishnah Berurah that right away when the person comes out, he has to take the shoes off. And also, this Ramata by the Istinus, also he must remove the shoes right away. And Mishnah Berurah talks about those who walk with the leather shoes in the street and even in the shul until they come to their sitting place, they're wearing it, and it's an Issur Gadol. Because again, he's wearing it more than's necessary. Mishnah Berurah adds that even when it's mutter to wear the shoes, you should wear the wrong shoe on each foot, the right shoe on the left foot, and vice versa, And that is even when there's a heter, that's the way you should do it.
However, one has to be careful not to touch them. Except if to touch it with a beged. If he touches it without a beged, he's going to have to wash his hands.
And he can wear it until he reaches Mekaymai. And then he should either send it home or put it in a place where it's not out in public view. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the shoe we're talking about here, over here, he's wearing the shoes because he went in muddy areas. So he says it's a zilzul to the Beis HaKnesses to have these dirty, muddy shoes there, and therefore he has to either put them away again or send them home. The Mishnah Berurah says further, Kasva Achreidim and Tzarech Ledein HaNachrim, if a person has to go amongst Gaim, Avo Pikin also linol sandal, it's still going to be usher for him to wear a shoe. After Ikele Mechash Ego Love, even the Yeshayim Meshuvim Midiraisos, even though they might mock him for it, but since there are shitas that not wearing leather shoes is a deraisa, is a din deraisa, so therefore one has to be machmer even in such a situation.